My name is Wayne Fortier, I'm the selectman of Haverhill, and I have to go by what Mr. Gilmore said about Haverhill's official stance is that the select board took a resolution sponsored and suggested by Rick Ladd that we ask the Department of Energy to take a very serious look at all the aspects involved in this project. At our town meeting, Mr. Mills, the town made a resolution to do the very same thing, to look at the comprehensive and all the details involved in a serious study and come up with a recommendation perhaps to whatever you felt fit to either allow that permit or not. Now here today we've heard several residents of Haverhill outwardly say that they oppose this project. So I think that Haverhill residents a whole fall in that number 9, Mr. Gilmore. They're very cautious, they want to see what is here. But one of the aspects that I've listened to all afternoon came from Laura Safo and her parents, who left a 35-year legacy to not only her family, but that land is now open for people to enjoy. And that you can multiply that 180 miles worth of the person in Colebrook up at Indian Stream. It's the same thing. I think people are generally distrustful of government at the national level, but here they're asking you to take a very, very serious look at this issue and to consider those aspects that they brought forward. If we lose this battle, say in Laura Safo's 35-year legacy of the land that John Walters left for his family and every resident and anybody who wants to go upon it, then where are we? That is significant. It is very significant. I would say this in closing. Mother Nature took away our national symbol of the Great Stone Face a number of years ago. We had nothing to do with that. We do have something to do with this. And I ask you to consider that most seriously. Thank you.